Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
All right, welcome back to the show. My name is Lloyd Ross, and this is Money Grows on Trees podcast. All right, so this episode is all about, what the heck is inflation? What is this inflation stuff you keep seeing in the news if you do read the news or on TV? All right, you hear it every second word at the moment. Inflation. What is it? So let me explain to you very simply. Inflation is price inflation. So inflation obviously means going up or expanding. That's the terminology or that definition of inflation is to inflate, to get bigger. And what they mean by inflation is price inflation. So the inflation of goods and service prices. So like, for example, when inflation is high, a basket of everyday goods, the price of them is higher. So every year, prices of a regular basket of goods goes up over time. All right. Now, typically inflation runs at about 2% per year. So if you go to McDonald's and get a cheeseburger, then every year it's 2% higher in price. Okay, that's called inflation. It happens and it's applied to petrol prices, rental prices, groceries, you know, goods and services. So people often mistake it and think, well, inflation is all about the value of the currency going down. No, it's actually the price of goods and services going up so that our currency that ends up buying less for the same price, right? So because the price is going up. So it looks like the currency is going down, but in actual fact, the prices of things go up. So inflation is good. We want to have some inflation, okay? We don't want to be in deflation. Prices going down and backwards. That's not a good situation to be in. We want to have a nice steady level of inflation. The problem with inflation and why you're seeing it in the news at the moment is because if there's too much inflation and the price of goods and services going up too much, it means the value of our currency right now is not going to buy us a lot. And it means that, you know, the value of our money in the bank is not as valuable anymore. All right. So I remember in the late 70s, well, I don't remember because I wasn't born, but I have read in the 1970s and early 80s that inflation was really high. It was very high. It was up to like 15% or something like that. So if you had your money in the bank, for example, 1 year later, your money would buy 15% less of stuff because the prices were going up in everything by 15% a year, which is massive. So what they had to do to it, how do you combat inflation? How do you stop this happening? Because the last thing you want, by the way, is hyperinflation. Now, hyperinflation is when there's too much inflation. So like 15% a year is hyperinflation. It's extremely high, but it does get a lot higher. So in some places, like in Germany before World War II, there was hyperinflation. And you used to have to walk down to the shop with a wheelbarrow, all right, of I think it was francs, Deutschmark, I forget. I know that it's euro, right? So you had to go down to the shop with a wheelbarrow full of notes, okay, the local currency, just to buy a bottle of milk, because the currency had been devalued so much from the price rises so rapidly that, yeah, the money was worthless. So you've got to be careful of hyperinflation, because what we don't want is to have to go down to the shop with a wheelbarrow of money just to buy a bottle of milk. And that's what happens when there's hyperinflation. And that's what's scaring people, because here's what happens. There's two things happening in the market at the moment in the global economy. Number one, there's been this pent-up demand from the pandemic. So there's this massive demand of build-up of people want to spend money on goods and services and travel and all this stuff. They've got some cash they want to spend. So the demand is driving up these prices. Okay, so we've got some level of inflation happening, which is fine. But what else is happening at the same time is there's a lot of monetary stimulus happening in the market. So governments are actually buying a lot of bonds and putting a lot of cash into the market. They're also printing a lot of money. So the money supply has gone up massively, all right? In fact, it's probably gone up by 25% in a year, which is massive amounts of money supply. So what's happening is inflation's going up from demand, plus currency's been created. So the supply of currency is going up. So with that combination of things, it is very, very, very likely we're going to see a lot of inflation in the next year, 2, 3, 4 years, okay? So that's almost going to happen. Now, what we don't want is, remember, hyperinflation. We don't want to have to, you know, take a wheelbarrow of money down to the shop. So how does the government, or how do they control inflation? Well, there's one simple tool they use to create inflation, manage inflation, and that is interest rates. So the reason why inflation is so high at the moment is because interest rates are very, very low. In fact, they're at record lows. They've never been this low in 5,000 years, okay? Which is super exciting if you've got a mortgage or you're trying to borrow money. It's really cheap, okay? Because when interest rates are low, the cost of debt is cheap. Interest rates are really low. They're like 0.1% here in Australia. So we have a situation where because interest rates are so freaking low, it is increasing the demand for debt. People borrowing money because money's cheap. You can borrow money for cheap. It doesn't cost a lot. And of course, when that happens, they're buying assets. They're buying real estate. They're buying stocks. They're buying things. And it's increasing the price of stuff. So low interest rates create inflation. And the reason why interest rates are so low is because the government wants to create inflation. It wants to expand the economy. When there's inflation happening, the economy is in expansion. Okay. When there's no inflation and it's deflation, the economy is contracting. And we want the economy to expand, to grow. Okay, so that's why they've left rates really low, because the pandemic's come along and we need to stoke the fire of inflation and grow the economy, make sure people are spending money so they make debt really cheap and they drop interest rates. That's what's happened. They've increased the supply of money. Now, all of a sudden, there's a lot of spending happening. And when the world opens up, there's going to be even more spending happening. So many people, there's so much money floating around at the moment. That's what's increasing real estate values and stock values as well, because people are borrowing and buying assets and all sorts of stuff. So inflation, I think, is going to tick higher. So here's what happens. The way the government manages that or reduces inflation is they increase interest rates. They'll increase interest. See, it's the only way to do it. So in the 70s, when inflation was really high, it was Paul Volcker in the United States. He said, well, let's increase interest rates right up to 17%, because that's how we're going to break it. And they did that. That's why your parents will always say to you, I remember when interest rates were 17%, right? That's because inflation was so high. So they had to increase interest rates to actually break the inflation and get it back down again. So in the future, when inflation rises, which it will, they will have to increase interest rates to combat the inflation. Here's the thing. Ready? When they increase interest rates, it increases the cost of debt. So in the next few years, when rates rise, people who have debt or mortgages at the moment, they're going to have to pay a lot more in interest. And all of a sudden, they won't want to buy as much property. They won't want to borrow as much money to buy shares, and asset values will fall. So when rates go up, asset values fall. When rates go down, like what happened in the last 12 months, asset values go up. There's an inverse correlation between rate rises and asset prices, okay? I know, I hope this doesn't bore you, but this is why inflation is so interesting to know. So in the future, if inflation goes up, you know interest rates are going up. If interest rates go up, you know that mortgages, debt, and things like that are going to be more expensive. So your interest rates on your home loans are going to go up and up and up. And then that means people don't want to own property as much. They don't want to borrow money as much. And it cools the economy. So that as they increase rates, they'll cool the economy and they'll drop the growth of the economy back. And that's how they're going to temper the inflation. Now, if inflation ticks up really fast, which it could, then it means that interest rates are going to have to go up quickly. And if that happens, there could be some pretty unhappy people who've got big mortgages. Okay, so you got to be careful with this stuff. This is some macroeconomic type conversation that it's worthwhile having, because it's really important to know about inflation when you're investing and talking about your money. And this is why having your money in a savings account when there's high inflation, it can be quite bad, because, or certainly having cash under the mattress, because every year it becomes less and less and less. Your money buys less and less and less when there's an inflationary environment. So that's why cash is not ideal. And when inflation is high, bonds are also not ideal. So at the moment, bonds are, you know, not an ideal investment. So there are some ways you can actually invest around inflation. I like to invest in banks, because as interest rates go up, they make more money. That's one way to do it. Some people invest in gold. I think a few people are trying to invest in Bitcoin for it. That's pretty unproven at the moment. And of course, direct real estate. You can invest in that to combat inflationary environments. So at least now you know what inflation is. I hope that didn't put you to sleep that episode, but that is why inflation is important. That's interest rates and how they actually correlate to asset value. So at least you have some idea of what to expect in the future. Okay, now when you see the news and they talk about inflation, you know exactly what it is. So I hope that's been helpful. If you're enjoying this content and the show, especially inflation, then please give us a shout out on my Instagram, Lloyd James Ross. Tag me and also give us a 5-star review if you're loving it. That'd be amazing. I'd really appreciate that. And of course, subscribe, share it with your friends, and shoot me a DM if you want me to talk about something in particular. I'm happy to do episodes based on what you guys want to learn. So that's another episode of Money Grows on Trees. Thanks again for listening into the podcast. I love it. There's so many more cool episodes coming up with some amazing guests. So I will be bringing on some guests soon, and you're going to love them as well. So keep listening, and I'll see you
next time. Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.